Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Devony, and you're listening to Salty Convos.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back. I feel like my voice is kind of raspy.
Oh, I felt too. Oh, shit. I feel like I have to drink like a lot of water to like smoothen this thing out.
Yeah, it's your prep.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you guys, I just checked our numbers for the last episode that we did, and we have 142 listeners. Well, thank you guys for the engagement. I also noticed a lot of you have been commenting and adding us on your story. I don't know if that's just because of the collab. I hope not, but or not the collab, the giveaway. But
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate all of it. And speaking of our giveaway, we do have a winner. So, Shayna announced it on Instagram last night, and it is Mellow Yellow Lemon. That is her at, and her name is Kaylin. So, shout out to Kaylin.
Shout out to Kaylin. She is from Salt River,
I was just about to
one of
say.
our own.
Salt River's finest. Or, no, that's what you say for Klops, huh? Never mind. But yeah, so shout out to her. We messaged her with the details and all of that stuff. So we may have a giveaway in the near future. We'll just wait and see.
For sure.
You gotta keep listening. So anyway, I'm gonna be leading today's episode. We're gonna give Shayna a break.
Yeah.
And should I do an overview of what we're talking about, or should I just start?
No, let's let them, let's make them listen. Just kidding.
Okay.
No, let's just get into it.
So, first of all, today I went and got my booster shot, so I'm boosted. And it's kind of hurting, which is what made me think about it. And I'm just hoping that I don't have like an allergic reaction or anything.
Oh my gosh, just has to pause the episode.
I know, just starts hyperventilating or something. But yeah, so it kind of jumped something that we're going to talk about, or kind of like started what we're going to talk about today in the episode. So, if you've ever run into like your man's ex or an ex-boyfriend, an ex side, whatever,
Something that has to do with that,
something
like
that has to do with
in
that.
that category.
Because I encountered that today when I went and got boosted, and it was awkward. Well, I didn't notice it at first, and then homegirl walked by my car and she was dogging me out really hard. And I was like, I think that's her, you know?
Yeah.
Then I called Shayna and I was like, yeah, that's her. But it's dumb because it's like those type of situations, that's not my fault. You know what I mean? Like on you and your man, and that has
Do you
nothing
feel
to do with
comfortable staying the situation?
me.
No, oh my gosh.
No.
Yeah, I just think that it's just kind of, I mean, the when we were talking about, like when you run into that, run into like your ex's like ex or your ex's new squeeze, like things like that, it's so freaking awkward. And I think that I think I have only done that like one time. And I think the weird part of it is like we were in a coming out together, me and this chick, and I didn't know her like that, like not yet anyway. And but like come to find out she was with one of my exes. And I was like, or well, no, I felt like I, because he cheated on me, and I felt like he cheated on me with her. She was one of them too. And I remember one time I was freaking looking at her Facebook, and I did this status. It was something so stupid, like basically go be with him then, you know what I mean? Like go be with her then, And it was just like, but I don't remember what I posted. I feel like I'm gonna get a freaking notification in my Facebook soon for my memories, but I accidentally posted that status on her
Oh,
wall.
you're dumb.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I like took it off and I put it on my own thing, because like in my head I was like, what if she was like, oh, maybe it was a glitch, like why?
Trying to make yourself feel better.
Trying to make me feel better.
Have you ever done that any other time? So, like this weekend, like we said, it was our friend Red's birthday. So we went out and we were with another listener. Shout out to Rainbow. We were with her and I was showing her something on my phone, like a profile of somebody. And I was like, don't click anything, you know, because like,
oh yeah,
I told her, I was like, don't click anything. Yep. So she was being all careful with my phone.
That's my it's like the way that you have to hold the phone too, like all careful.
And yeah.
Because like, I think I did that to my mom. I was like, mom, don't touch the screen. And she's like, can you move it up for me?
All old.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But yeah, that's so scary. I hate doing that because I don't want to be all the weird. I mean, I'm probably now. I wonder what she thinks. She's like, oh, that girl like wrote on my thing before.
Yeah, embarrassing. So I don't know. I'm sure I have, but I don't think I can't. Nothing's coming to my mind of like a time where I did that.
Yeah, I think I had that a couple of times. Not me personally. That was my only time. But I've had a couple of like cousins try to send me a video of like somebody like, ew, look at this chick or whatever, whatever. And then I don't know if you see, but like if you do that, then you like screenshot their whole like
video
or something.
You, I did that to you. Like, was it it was like probably 2 years ago. Remember, I sent you a video on Snapchat of somebody, and it was like at a party, and I was like, and I was screen recording. So my dumb ass, I was like, oh, it's not gonna show, and then it did, and I was like, whatever, like if she says something, she's gonna say something. So she wrote me and she was like, why did you record that? And I was like, because I thought it was funny. And then she didn't say anything back.
She's like, you stupid bitch for recording my shit. I just did that too. I didn't know it does that because my mom, she wants to get a Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And so I was showing her, and then I said, hey, look, there's so-and-so. I'm not going to say who, but I was like, there's so-and-so, and I was showing her my thing because we were on a phone call. Mm-hmm. And you know how, like, the FaceTime, it's you can show them your screen?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I did that before, but I didn't, I mean, it wasn't like I was trying to creep on anybody. I was just, like, showing her, and it happened to do that, so I had somebody write me too, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm for real. My mom, trying to show my mom how to do this. Because my mom really wants Snapchat.
Yeah, whatever, Shana.
Yeah, I know.
No, but like I think when you get caught up in moments like that, you just have to own it because you were doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, regardless of how it looks.
I'm sure everybody's done that.
But to me, it's like, if you're posting it on social media, you're wanting people to look at it. So who cares if they're like screenshotting, you know?
Yeah.
Unless it's like some weirdo who's like keeping your pictures or something. That's weird.
Ew, no, that's weird.
Because I saw this girl that I'm friends with on Instagram, and she's from Hill River. Shout out to Hill River. And she posted on her story, like, how you can see, I think she has like a business account or something.
Uh-huh.
Because she can see like how many people share her posts or something like that. And it showed that somebody saved it, like a selfie. And she was all freaked out. And I would be too, because like they saved it.
Yeah. Or sent
it, and I was like, that's weird as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't do that, guys.
Don't be weird.
Don't be weird. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, but other than that, like you ran into one of my exes.
Oh my, okay, let me explain this. So I ran into, okay, so like what's funny about Devaney's ex is like, I grew up around him. Like, he was a mentor to my little brother, and he lived across the street. And like, it's just kind of weird that when me and Devaney started talking again, that she was with him. Cause I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? You're with so-and-so, you know, whatever. And I was like, damn, I know his mom. I know, you know what I mean? And they're supposed to be related to us, but I actually found out that we weren't related to them. Anyway. And so anyway, he's been close, you know, with my family, whatever, and shit went down with him and some of my family, and I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I did not like that shit. And I remember, all I remember, honestly, I was drunk, and I remember I was standing at the front, like, in front of Fats, like inside still. And I was thinking, where are you guys at? And I remember I seen him and I was like, ooh, I'm getting him. And I went over there and he was trying to hug me, but I pushed him. And he was like, hey, Shayna, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, fuck that. And I said, why the fuck are you over here trying to do this and that to my nephews, whatever, you know? Like, I was just kind of putting his shit out there because I'm just like, fuck that. You know, you don't do that shit to my family. And so, anyway, I was pushing him around. Like, I almost fell in the street, too. Like, I was being that bitch that night. Like, I didn't give a fuck. That's my family. And I'm drunk, mm-hmm. so I don't care. And
screaming coyotes.
Yeah. And I think I had like 3 or 4 that night. But I remember Devaney came up and she was trying to separate us. Oh, the cops were trying to talk to me. Talk to me because I felt like they weren't like right by me, but they're just like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? I said, oh, I don't know. I don't know, officer.
Was him.
I'm all that guy. Pushed me. I almost died right now. But I had other cousins, other family with me, and they were like pulling me back and stuff. And it was just kind of like, ah, man, I just wish I got to hit him or something. Cause I don't know, fuck that, you know?
Yeah, that night was crazy. And like your family was there. My brother showed up, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't know.
It was just a mess.
It was a mess. And then me and him got into it. And then, I don't know. It was just a mess.
I didn't expect to, like, get like that. It was weird.
You're passionate really about your people, you know?
Oh, yeah, those are my nephews, you know? Like, that's just, oh, man. That's so crazy. But, yeah. I don't know. I always laugh at the ending result though. You know, remember we came home and or came to my house and we wanted wings, and Debbie didn't have any shoes, and I was laughing my ass off because remember when we got to the wing spot and you just had to put on my boots I wore that night.
I think that was another night because remember I went home with. And you and Shayna.
Oh,
I mean,
okay, Summer. Okay. Oh, yeah. Shoot. Never mind. That was bad. Never mind.
You guys got filibertos or something.
Cross that off.
Oh, wrong time.
But yeah, that was like a weird run-in, though.
Yeah, that was weird. I have ran into one of my ex-boyfriends, but I feel like he doesn't count because it was in high school and we just went to prom together.
Oh, I know.
And he was I can't remember the first time. He was a bouncer at a club that I went to, right? Did he work at that?
He worked at like 2 different places, yeah.
So, yeah, and I've seen him both places, and both times weren't good.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of ignored him the first time, but the second time I got into it with him because he let someone touch me in an inappropriate way and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. And we don't mean it like that because he's your ex. It's because he's a bouncer. Like, why?
Because he wasn't doing his job, and you can't just let guys be groping women in like public places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and I think he got fired from there anyway. So
yeah.
Karma.
Now somebody's groping him. Just kidding.
But I think those are like my only times, unless I'm for blocking something out, probably.
I know I'm trying to think too. I don't think I've okay, so I think that what's worse for me is the hookup ones that you run into, like just hookups.
Yeah.
And like I'm a married woman. And like when I run into them, it's like, oh fuck, you know, like get out of here. Like this was way before, obviously, before I was married and shit. But it's still awkward as fuck. I hate it, dude. I really hate it because, I remember seeing, somebody, and I was just like, do you have to be here? Like you don't have to be here. Like just get out of here. And it's so ugly to me because like you can tell that they're trying to show off or they're trying to like get your attention in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, get out of here. Like, you make me sick. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm just, you know. But that's the only time that I, that was like maybe a year or two ago. But I kind of, I mean, it doesn't help because I've always been like, I am never getting with somebody from Salt River. You know what I mean? Because
when I was like 18, I used to think the same thing. Like, I'm never getting with ever.
Yeah, almost everybody I got with was from Salt River.
And that's not to be messed up, but it's just like, I don't know. We all grew up together. Like, we know everybody. You know. Yeah.
Oh, everybody, exactly.
I'm we sure know, like, who's who they've been with.
Yes, exactly. You're related to whoever the fuck they were with, or your friend, you were friends, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure anybody that obviously grew up on the res or whatever, you know?
Okay, yeah.
They know, you know.
It's small. Everyone knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really.
Salt River, anyway. I mean.
Yeah. Small.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, how you... said showing off, that reminded me of, you know, those guys that you run into like wherever and they just always feel the need to be extra, you know?
Yeah.
And like they try, okay, so like let's say I see someone, right? I see him out, whatever. He says hi, that's kind of it, like that's it. And then you have those dudes or probably girls, I don't know, who hit you up the next day or like a few days later and they're like, it was so good seeing you, and it's like, I didn't even really talk to you, you know what I mean? Like, like, and I probably sound like an asshole, but you know what I mean. Like, they try to make it more, it's like those type of people are the ones you could be like, oh hi, whatever, like have a little conversation with them and they and go and tell into some friends bigger. Yeah, like, they go and tell their friends like, oh, we're talking. You know, like, she likes me or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just awkward.
Ew.
It's like, I don't know you like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're not trying to be rude, but I think as women, something that we encounter a lot is, like, men or guys thinking that you owe them something. Like, hey, I'm being nice to you. You owe me, you know, SEX. Yeah. Or I did this for you. Like, what are you going to give me? It's like people love taking from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or, like, I just thought about somebody. I can't believe I skipped this, but this would go along the lines of what you're saying and what we were just saying. So, like, there was this dude that, like, he liked me. He's younger than I am, and I just don't mess with nobody younger than me like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I was just like, what the hell? And he would not, like, stop writing me. He would like add me on everything, even though I didn't block people, but I would just ignore the request, you know. And even when I got married, I was just like, dude, leave me alone, like, what the fuck. And he was like, he just kept writing me, and finally I blocked his ass and I was just like, leave me alone, you know. And then, you know how they have the Red Mountain powwow here? I was walking, me and Winston, we were walking, and I think Wazzy was like two then, and we're just like looking at the vendors, you know, whatever. And I seen him with his lady, and I guess she's from here or something, but anyway, they have like three kids together, and this fool was just staring at me like burning a hole in my face.
Yeah.
And I was like, Winston, that's that guy. And he was like, what the fuck? And he's like, dang, he looks young. I said he is, that's why I'm like, what the fuck, leave me alone. He was like, dang, that's crazy. And see, the thing, like, with Winston, he's not, like, really a jealous person. I think that we both, like, just laugh about it. Like, and we always, like, tease each other. Just like that girl, you know. I always say, oh, look, there's your girlfriend. I saw your girlfriend today. And you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's not ugly, you know. He'll be like, fuck that. And we'll just kind of like laugh around about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then another dude that was like, okay, this was that guy. Remember I was telling you, like, when I first got with somebody, or got with somebody, I mean, went on my first date with. So, like, the first date was cool as hell, you know? Honestly, like, it was a pretty cool first date. Like, we liked a lot of the same things. We actually knew a lot of the same people. He's from Centerville. And so, like, he was like, yeah, my friend so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the fuck? I know who that is, you know? It was just kind of weird. It was just cool to me that it's a small world, basically. And so, like, he was like, it was a good date, you know, whatever. But I did not like physically touch him. I did not like, it was just like, okay, hey, bye. And he even said, like, are you gonna give me a hug? And I'm like, nah, I'm all right, yo. 'Cause I just wasn't feeling it like that. And I'm not gonna go and like lead you on like that. You know what I mean? And so the next day, 'cause he knew I had a ride. And so he was like, hey, can you pick me up and take me to the casino? And I was thinking, the fuck I look like? Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And he was all, and so my friend, she was like, just do it, just do it. Like, just see, you know, like maybe this time seeing him, you would actually like him or something. And so I picked him up, and he was like, mind you, I'm like 18, like newly 18. And he was like, oh, aren't you gonna go in with me to the casino? And I was all like, no.
I'm just your ride.
I'm just your ride, yo. And then he was like, hold on, hold on, I'm gonna go and play one game and I'll come out. And I was like,
What
I'm
the
not gonna be here when you get out. Like, what the fuck?
I got things to
I
do.
got shit to do. And then I was telling him that I was like, I don't think I'm gonna be here. Like, it was kind of weird to say, you know what I mean? And so I was like, and he was like, for real? And I was like, for real? Like, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna wait, like, call a taxi. And he was like, man, well, I don't want to go then, you know, like, I could smell that he was like drinking a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was like, well, can you just take me home then? And I was like, okay, you know, yeah, I'll take you home. And I don't know, like, I seen that he was actually like really drunk when we're going back. Like, it kind of like you could hear it. And he did this snap, that's when Snapchat kind of barely came out too, and it was like real ghetto, you know. And he was like snapping like our way, like we passed QT right there on McKellips, and we passed it, and he was like snapping the whole time. And he did a snap and he put that he loved me. He said, I love this chick right here or something. And I was like, boy, I don't even know you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
My face is turning red. I have a fan of
And so anyway, we got to his apartment and he was all like, you know, I just want to thank you so much for the ride. And he tried to come around. Oh, okay. He got out of the
Ooh.
car and he tried
Ooh.
to come around to my, oh, truck. I had a Dodge Durango at the time. And he tried to come around to my side and I just drove off and all you see him in the mirror just standing there. And I was like, ew, what the fuck, you know? And that snap was on there. It was on there like all night. And then in the morning, he sure like deleted it. All that messed up.
He doesn't love you
He don't love me no more. I just left it in the
anymore.
desk.
Yeah.
But that same dude, like, I got with Winston like maybe what 2 months later. And that guy, I guess, is cousins with Winston's cousin or something. It's something like that. And she was trying to like sabotage me and Winston's whole thing and like try and put words in his, oh, like tell him, like saying that supposedly I was messing with this guy while I was with Winston or something. And I was like, what the fuck? What guy is she talking about? And I looked and it was that guy, that ugly guy. And I was like, what the fuck? And he, and oh, see, this is what I mean. Like, that guy became best friends with my sister's boyfriend. And he was telling my, like, I just want to be with your sister. Like, I wish she would just see me, like, want to be with me, whatever.
The
And I
hell?
was like, what the fuck? And she's really close with me and Winston at that time, you know? And so she was telling me everything. But I also got a message from one of my cousins. Damn, this fucking chain. But I also got a message from my cousin, and she was just like, hey, I know who that guy is. He was with my friend, and he's abusive. Like, he's beaten her up before. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, like, don't, you know, just be careful, whatever. And I'm like, huh, what the fuck? This fool loves me. I don't think so. Just kidding. But the last thing I heard about this guy, oh, okay, so like he heard that we got married or whatever from my sister, and he was just like, damn, I just want to beat the shit out of him or something, talking about Winston. I said, oh, bitch, come and try. You know me, guys. You guys know me and Winston. Like, you want to fucking fight Winston, you're gonna fight me first. And so,
YAF,
yeah,
you're all
for real, for your
down.
man. But the last thing I heard about his girlfriend, and
he, like, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know the situation, but I know she showed up at his work and she was out partying with her friends. And he jacked her phone and her shoes and threw them somewhere. Like, that's fucking toxic as fuck. Like, I'm like, okay. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Oh, and I also seen him at a birthday party at Winston's family's house. Because remember, he's cousins with his cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just stared me down the whole damn time, and I just felt really uncomfortable. And I remember Winston was like, I'm gonna beat his ass. Like, I'm gonna fucking do something. Like, that was the first time I ever heard Winston like, you know what I mean? Like, be like
that. Get rowdy, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? This is ugly. And
Fucking rowdy, right? Who says that? Is that
rowdy, right?
What's her name on
Adam?
Adam okay, Ray, okay, or something.
Yeah, whatever her name is. Yeah.
Rosa? Is it Rosa?
Rosa, yeah.
Yes, fucking rowdy, right? But yeah, that was that story though.
Dang.
I know. I can't believe it. I don't know. I can't think of one.
That long detail.
That long ass detailed story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck all that though.
No, but like, okay, that leads us into our next thing though. It's like those guys who just don't get it that you don't like them like
mm-hmm.
that when they just keep trying to make it happen, and it's not happening. And like, I'm saying guys because I don't know any different. Like, I mean, there's probably girls who are just the same.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like those girls just don't. I'm trying to think of my brothers. Like, have my brothers been through some shit where like there was this girl who they just didn't like them like that?
I think my brother has had that for a couple of girls have been like that to him. Like where they've written me too. And I'm just like, don't fucking write me. Like, I'm not in this, you know? But if they keep going, like, I remember I had to get after one of these girls because she was just like, can you just tell him to call me? I'm like, bitch, I am not. If he doesn't want to talk to you, I'm not going to relay that message. You know what I mean? And I knew how he felt. He was just like, damn, tell her to leave me alone, you know? And I'm just like, just say it, little brother. I'll fucking do what I got to do. Just kidding. But she just wouldn't leave him alone.
Do you feel like you get into your brother's business? Like, his
110%. Like, I have to know who the fuck he's going to be with. I need to know. Yeah, I have to, though. Like, I guess the background of that for me is, like, my brother is very sensitive. He's a recovering drug addict, you know, and like he was one of the ones, you know, what do you call that, the codependency, like with drugs, and like had a girlfriend and tried to get clean, but she didn't want to get clean, so he didn't get clean, you know. Just it was just like really, really bad for a good like 2 years.
Yeah.
And it was just like, damn, you know, I'm very thankful that he doesn't have kids right now, because fuck, you know, like I'm pretty sure they would have been. We'd probably be raising them right now, you know. My brother's in jail right now, but like, you know, he'll even be like, "Oh yeah, I'm talking to so and so. She's writing me, or she's calling me, or I'm calling her," and I'm like, "Who the hell is that?" And he's just like, "Yeah, remember so and so, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "No, who the fuck is that, Michael? Like, no, you know, like, I guess I just want best for him." And and correct me if I'm wrong, and correct me if I shouldn't think this way, but like, if you're going to be with somebody that has a drug problem while you have one too, I just feel like once you both have a really bad day, you guys can talk each other into doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. And so like this girl, he was like, no, she's going to go to rehab. I'm like, no. We're not doing that. I said, you need to wait till you get out. I understand you want to be with somebody, but just please wait till you get out so you can go to church and pick somebody there. Just kidding. But, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I'm just fucking down for my family. Like, I have their best interests at heart. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, like, I know when to back down and when to shut up. It's just my little brother. He's, you know.
Mm-hmm. I have 3 brothers. And my baby brother, I don't want to air out his stuff, but
I'm on Michael.
My baby brother, he supposedly has, you know, a girl, his first girlfriend ever. And I'm like, I don't like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But he is 18. He's going to be, is he, you know, he's going to be 19 this year. Wait, honestly, I don't know. My oh, my. He's, no. Well, no, wait.
Yeah, wrong brother.
No, he's going to be, is he going to be 20?
Wait a minute, that's not your brother, your mom's?
Yeah.
He's got a girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh my god.
See, and I don't want to air out his thing. Okay, I know he doesn't listen to this. So if any of my family is listening to this, I didn't say this. But so he does, but he won't tell us much. He won't tell me, my mom, and my sister, like, or anything really.
And your mom's I'm just kidding.
he's an adult now, technically. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so I don't know. But I try not to press what I don't like because I've heard some things, but I just, he's a little teddy bear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard anything that's like alarming, like too alarming. So I'm not going to say anything until I have to. My second brother, he has a girlfriend, and I'm super proud of them because my brother, you know, they have a daughter, my niece, mm-hmm. and they're both working, they're both doing really good, and I'm proud of them.
Good.
My brother, like my the sibling,
your Michael,
I'm tied is with my Michael,
yeah,
Banzi. He I feel like he tells me a lot, like almost too much sometimes. And I'm like, I don't need to know that, you know, like, I don't know that, but
you better knock it off.
Better calm down. But, I feel like every girlfriend he's had, he's told me stuff about,
uh-huh.
But I've only really said anything with his first ever girlfriend, but that was because he was like young and I felt like she was toxic, you know,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And I didn't really like her, but I was like, that's not even my business, you know?
Yeah.
But, I tell him what I need to, but I don't know. Like, I let him make choices by himself because I know what it feels like to be on the opposite side where like some of my ex-boyfriend's sisters were way too involved in our mm-hmm. relationship. And it mm-hmm. was just like, yeah, you need to shut up. Like, it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
So I feel like I know my position when it comes to my brothers
mm-hmm.
and my sisters. Like, you, I mean, I get that. I mean, your case is different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's about just obviously, like, we all want the best for them, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And if I ever feel like I need to say something, I will. But I respect the fact that Vanzi, you know, he's old enough. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if he needs me, he'll come to me, type of thing.
Yes, definitely. But I think I have like, fuck, I can't even. I have like 7 brothers and, oh, shoot. 9 brothers, oh, 8 brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with just my brother. And my other sisters and my other siblings, they're half siblings, but full siblings. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I get like that with my sisters. I don't think that I obviously don't press them too hard because I know that we could go at it too. And we have. But it's just like, all in all, it's just, I just want best for you guys. And mm-hmm. I know you could do better, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, but I'm not so, like, see, what's funny to me, though, like, my mom was very accepting of my brother's girlfriends, and I feel like we are like that, you know, I don't give them attitude, I really don't, I give the respect,
mm-hmm.
and, and to me, too, like, if Michael thinks you're a good girl, then fine, you know, but I'm watching, too, you know, and I'll say what I gotta say,
and I have, like, I feel like if I were to disrespect any of my siblings, you know, person, I would be disrespecting them first, and I'm not okay with that.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, because they've never, even if they did act like that to me, they never have, but, you know.
Right. Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, yeah, if it comes in your face and, like, shit happens, like, I'm gonna say mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Damn it, Michael.
But I'm excited. I'm really excited for him to come home and just, like, start his life, you know? Mm-hmm. He's still young and, oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to Michael.
Shout out to Michael. Free Michael.
We got a comment from Miss Katrina, or Trina, a.k.a. Navajo Mommy. And she's my homegirl. We go to brunch together. So shout out to her. She's been a longtime listener, like, from the beginning days.
Nice.
She always supports us. So she commented on, I can't remember if it was on a story or on a post. I couldn't find it on a post, so I'm guessing it was a story. Uh-huh. She asked us to talk about how we apologize to our men. Mm. And I told her, I don't know, because I don't do that. I was half joking and I was half serious. But you can go first.
So, like, let me just break it down to, like, what kind of man I got, first of all. So, I have a baby. Like, my man is the baby of his family. We definitely grew together, like I've said before. Winston is a very, he's, okay, going on the Zodiac stuff, here I go again. Like, he's explained to be a person of the earth, if that makes sense. Like, he's very earthly and very, like, to me, when I hear that, it's, like, motherly. And that, to me, that makes sense because, like, what? Like, fatherly, I guess. He's very, like, okay, so, like, to animals. Like, he likes all animals and all animals love him. And, like, same thing with babies. You know how, like, you're around babies and, like, they, like, will, like, grab at whoever. And it's, like, oh, like, yeah. I don't know why we say that. But, like, oh, it's because he's a good person. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's something yeah. natives do or what. But, like, yeah. So, like, Winston's that person. He's a very sweet person. He is always wanting. He's on your side 100%, even if he don't know you. Like, he wants best for you. He's just completely opposite. Not that I don't want best for you, but it's just like, I'm gonna question some shit, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to convince Winston to
that you're good until you show him that you're bad.
Exactly. And that's just how he is. For me, Shayna, I am not like that. I am I judge. Who doesn't? And I do judge people. Like, I'm not trying to, like, how do you say that? I'm just going to question a lot of shit you say. I'm just kidding. But, like, so,
you
like,
have Winston. To prove everything to me.
For real. And I feel like that's just, like, reality. That's just how it is. Winston just has, you're really lucky to think like that, Winston, because I can't. So, anyway, moving on. So, that's the kind of man I have. I just have a big sweetheart. He's just a sweetheart. And I feel like when it comes down to him, like pissing me off, you know, like, it's always something that's not even that big. And I make it big because I'm toxic and I'm just that girl. And I know that I've definitely hurt him a couple of times. And, like, believe me, like, I've slapped myself in the face for doing that. Like, he needs a lot of, again, I married a baby of the family, so he needs a lot of, like, oh, how did you do this? Because, like, in the beginning of our marriage, it was like, oh, let me call my mom. Let's call my mom to do this. Mom, I don't need to call your mom. We don't need to call your mom. I'm right here. We're going to do it. I know what to do. And, like I said, I'm the oldest of my, you know, my little bunch there. And so, anyway, when it comes to apologizing, you know, like, I never really understood that until I started taking parenting classes. And I went there for my kids, right? Like, parenting. And why the fuck, when I took that class, it was all aimed towards Winston. I did not, in my mind, when I was learning, I was not thinking of my children. I was thinking of Winston the whole time. And it was just like, yeah, like, they're people too. They're like, they deserve respect too. and like just like all this stuff, and I was just like, damn, Winston, why do you love me?
Why are you still here?
For real. And so like that opened my eyes to be like, oh babe, thank you. Like little things, the appraisal, the, you know. And I feel like okay, remember the whole, we talked about the trash thing. Why do I have to take the trash out? Like, how come you don't take it out? I'm like, it's just what guys do. Like, what if there's somebody out there that wants to kill me? Like, you're a man. You're a man. And it's just like, he's just like, still, like, I just think that that's, you know, like, I know we live in a different time, you know, and like people are real like anal about that. But I just think, I don't know, Winston. But now I've changed it, like, to where, like, when I took that class, it's like, praise your man, praise your kids, and tell them how much you love them. Tell your man how much you love them and how much you appreciate them, because it does feel good to get those compliments, you know. Yeah, oh my gosh, that's a spelling word in Wazi's thing this week. Anyway, compliments. And so anyway, like with Winston, I'll be like, oh babe, you took the trash out? And he's like, oh yeah, I took it. And you can hear it in the voice, like, oh yeah, I did, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like it's like that. And so, like, okay, so now this goes, okay, getting back to saying sorry. It's so much easier to say it now, because it's like, you know, it's not just saying, oh, sorry. Sorry, I was, you know what I mean? It's just sorry. Now it's like, you know what, I hear what you're saying, and I know that I did act like this, or I did say this, and I'm my bad. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry if I made you feel this way or that way. Like, pointing out the specific things of why you're sorry makes a big fat difference. You know what I mean? And that's where I've definitely improved saying sorry to Winston. It's easy now, you know? And like I told him, what was this thing? I asked him, is there anything that I do that gets you mad or like pisses you off? And he was like, I feel like this is like the start of a fight. And he's like, I don't want to answer that. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, okay, let's not. You know, so like we're able to laugh about it. We're able to, and I feel like that's growth. Like I love that. I love that shit. And it really is not easy to admit your faults, you know? And I've had to overcome that, because, you know, I'm fucking perfect, you know, and it's just hard to have to make up these lies. I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's definitely easy now. It was hard before, like I didn't want to admit it and shit, but I don't know if that's a native thing or if that's just a woman thing or what, you know.
I feel like it's a native and woman thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I am kind of the same way with Justin. So I googled Sagittarius men, and I'm gonna talk about him because you talked about Winston.
Okay, perfect.
So
know too. Huh? I would like to know about Justin too myself.
So Justin is a Sagittarius, and he's a fire sign. I'm a fire sign as well. I'm an Aries.
Oh my gosh, side note. Yeah, remember I said that? Oh my gosh, you're just like leaving him to not be in our group, because Aries, Sagittarius, and Leos are best friends.
Really?
Wow. Whatever. Well, go on.
A duo. A
I feel like we're missing out on our friendship there.
So, the key words for a Sagittarius: carefree, optimistic, which I feel like he is, blunt, which I feel like he is, active.
So you're wearing that.
Active, yes. Adventurous, no. Lucky, I feel like, yeah, he is lucky. Free, I don't really know what that means. Curious, yes. Philosophical, outspoken, impulsive. So he's very, we're opposites, and we just got done talking about this. How, like, we've been married for a little over a year, and we're still learning about each other. I feel like we're always, you know, going to learn about each
other. Definitely.
And so we're just opposites. Like, I'm fire and he's ice. Like, even though, you know, like, we're the same sign, our personalities are different. He's non-confrontational. I'm confrontational. He's the first to say sorry. And for me, it takes me a while because why? I don't like being wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm Same. So prideful. And he's prideful too, but he has no problem saying sorry. And for whatever reason, I do. But yeah. We talk about it kind of often because we're trying, you know, to get through, like, the, what would you say? Trying to work through the hurdles, I guess, in marriage. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, I feel like, so he's white, my husband's white, and I'm Native, right? So I feel like a lot of our differences come down to cultural. Like, he's used to a certain way, and I'm used to a certain way. I feel like Native American women are very dominant. We're very, like, I feel like headstrong is the same word. And mm-hmm. we're very, I don't know, like, stoic or, mm-hmm. what would you say? Like,
do you think, I mean, like, I think that we are both like that. Just like a little fun fact, before we started this podcast, we wanted to do a YouTube channel. And we didn't do it because we were like, damn, we look like bitches. Who's gonna wanna come in and just like watch us and just be like, they're just gonna be, I mean, knowing the Native community, knowing the, in, you know, Native country, like knowing that they're gonna be like, damn, these girls look all mean, you know what I mean? So like,
yes.
Yes.
And Justin's very like friendly looking, you know, like he's,
yeah,
he's
very approachable. Like a little sweetheart.
Yeah. And that's him. So like, long story short, I'm gonna be real because we tell the truth, I feel like, on the podcast. So we recently had an argument because I said something to him and he didn't like the way that I said it. And instead of apologizing, I got pissed off that he, I don't know, basically like gave me attitude back, and then we just started going back and forth and fighting. Yeah. And we, you know, I feel like we said things that we didn't mean, and we had a conversation about it afterwards, and it was just like, I realized it was my fault because I took it too far. Mm-hmm. I could have easily just told him, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt you by the way that I said it. But in my mind, I was like, just take it because I'm a woman, you're a man. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to handle me or handle the way I talk to you because this is just who I am.
But where did you get that from?
I don't know.
Okay, okay. Like, so, like, when that situation happened and you were telling me and stuff, and Winston, I mean, me and Winston, because I tell Winston, and I just felt like, yeah, we definitely, you know, both of us were like, we definitely have different marriages, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. obviously, something that makes you pop off is different than what makes me pop off, or it's not a big deal to me and it is to you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking when you were telling me, because you're telling me something a little similar to that.
Yeah. Like, you know, but I realized why did I even do that? Mm-hmm. Because look, I just hurt him and I hurt me. Like, yeah. You know, and so my whole point of saying this is just like, I'm still learning. Like, it's right. easy for me to say sorry about like little things, but I think mm-hmm. it's harder for me to say sorry when my pride gets in the way and I don't want to admit that I messed up with whatever I did.
Right. You know? I think that's just being a human being too, though.
Yeah, like, because and you know what it is? It's because in my previous relationships, I was never wrong. I was always the one being hurt. They were always mm-hmm. having to apologize to me because they did something messed up, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm not, I'm like, I'm the victim. I've always been the victim, you know?
You're spoiled.
I've always been like right, or the better guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I get with somebody who's like Justin and he's sweet and he's honest, it's like, ooh, you know, like you're taking my spot. Well, I don't mean to say it like that, but you know what I mean.
No, yeah, I know what you mean.
So
I think that you need to take some breathers. I'm going off of the damn class. But you know how they say like when you take a breath and then that oxygen goes to your brain and it relaxes you? That's for another time, but I'm just saying.
We're in a fight and I'm like,
he's like, what are you doing?
I'm like, I'm breathing.
Girl, I need to fucking go. I need to fucking go.
I need to go do my breath.
So it's just worse. It just gets worse.
But no, like, I feel like it's definitely a native thing because I feel like a lot of the women in my family are like that. Like, I honestly, this is probably going to sound toxic, but my family on my mom's side, we don't say sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been apologized to as a child because no, I was same. A child. And so I don't know. Like, you just don't talk about it, right? You just move on. Like, there's no, I'm sorry.
And that's part of the trauma right there because, like, so after I took that class, we've taken it like 4 times and every time it was, I always had somebody different in mind, you know, and I'm talking about this class because I'm encouraging you guys to like really go and take this class about, you know, it's like a conscious discipline class and it's like stopping the cycle of yelling and spanking your kids, you know, like I think of red shit, that's red shit. You know what I mean? Like we were spanked, we were yelled at as kids and like, right. What you were saying, like, not saying sorry to each other, whatever. And so like here in our community we had a workshop where, you know, for natives to cut that out, you know, like quit doing that, like be better and just and it's really, really hard. Definitely hard, which is why, as you can see, we took it 4 times. It was very hard to it still is trying to work at it, not to be yelling. I'm a yeller. And I've taught Winston to yell, and that's a big fail to me because Winston's not a yeller, you know, like he was not like that, but now he is. Like, I could hear him get upset really easily, and I'm like, damn, I put that on him, you know, because he's a very humble, very like, come on, man, like, let's just do it. Like, that's him talking to the boys. Like, with me, I'm like, Wazzy, hurry up and let's go, you know, but with him, not like that, I'm fucking yelling, but with Winston, it's like, hey, man, let's go. Hurry up, come on, you know, like that. And now it's like, Wazzy, let's go, you know, and it's just like, see, I got him into that, and that's something that I don't like, and I told him that too, like, I'm really sorry that I did that, because you were not that kind of person, you know, because I feel like doing that, those are negative things, I feel like.
Yeah, no, for sure. See, but, I mean, my son is like he's young, he's 11 months old, but I already say sorry to him, like, good, I don't really understand what I'm saying, but like with a lot of, like, I mean, not that I'm doing things to him, but you know, like, I don't know, it's just if I feel like I need to say I'm sorry, I do, because I want to apologize, I don't want to be like that, you know, I want, and I think that's why Justin is more like that than me, is because I feel like he had that growing up and I didn't, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, I guess that's to answer the question that she asked, but it's a
it's so problem. Much deeper. And I'm really glad that, because obviously, like, when she said that, and when I read that comment, I was thinking that's exactly what came to mind, was I'm gonna have to explain this, because that is the background of why and how I can say sorry to my man. I don't know if we were looking for like a toxic answer, you know, but like it was, that's what it is. And like those of you that don't know, I take care of my little sister and she's 1, so her and Chance are like, what, 2 months apart, 3 months?
Three months
apart. And I do the same thing. Like, today was a good example, because like, yes, like you said, you're saying sorry to him, and like with her, when she has a problem with throwing herself back, and I look at her and I'm like, I know you're really sad right now, huh? And I know she's looking at me like, shut up, you know, like, I'm sad, like, I don't want to talk or whatever, but I'm just like, you know, like, I've done that to my older kids, and my kids are like, well, yeah, I am sad. You know what I mean? Like, takes it in. Like, yeah, you know what? I am sad a little bit. And like, okay, well, why are you sad? What happened? And blah, blah, blah. See, I wasn't given that. You're mad? Go on in your room then if you want to be mad. We're okay out here. You know what I mean? Like, go on and do that in there.
You're not allowed to be mad as a kid.
Yes, we weren't allowed to be mad. And, you know, I just, with them, I want to give them options. I want to know why they're feeling the way that they're feeling, because how many times have I been sent to my room and I just was so, just sit in there. I don't want you coming out. You come out when you have a better attitude, whatever, which was never, you know, I just was like, well, I might as well just stay in here because I'm, you just fucking piss me off even more. So it's just like with them, it's like, I don't want them to go back there and be shunned away. Like, come out here. What's wrong? Let's deal with it. Let's talk about it. And it's just like, and if you don't want to talk about it and you don't want anybody around you, then go take a walk outside, you know? So it's just offering those things. And I feel like, yes, starting my sister off like that and just trying to be that person too. Like, all three of my kids are ADHD. It's just like, really, oh my gosh, that kind of teaching, like, seriously helps out so much. And with her, she is a potential ADHD. She is drug exposed child, and usually that's what comes with it, is behavioral issues. Yeah. So it's just, you know, just, yeah, getting in that habit, breaking that cycle, you know. And it is the trauma. It's the trauma that our people went through, you know. So
I'm gonna tell Jess, it's my trauma.
He's like, yeah, bullshit. He's like, you need to just knock it off.
He's the calm one, you know, like, I'm like I said, I'm the fire, he's the ice, like, but
you know what, you can't be with me, because I thought about this. So like, you know how, like, Winston, like, I'm kind of the person, we've talked about how you were that person, you're the one that takes the lead, basically, and I'm like that too, but, like, can you imagine being with some man that's like, no, let's go, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah, I don't, you like, see, that.
Same, like, it's like, oh, fuck, no, you are not gonna talk to me like that. Who the fuck are you talking to, first of all, you know?
We do not, like, disrespect our men, like, don't get that by what
no,
we're saying.
No, no, no.
Don't, this is don't just, get like that. No.
But, yeah, I just can't, I can't, I don't think I could ever be with somebody in, maybe it does sound like a nice thing to have somebody take the lead sometimes. Yes, yes. But I wouldn't even have it any other way, because I know damn well that would not be a working marriage for me, because to some man telling me that what to do and what whatever, you know, like that, I mean I'm just saying, I've never been in that, and I feel like I would not, I would probably get beat up, because I would, like, probably come at them, like, strong. I'd probably kill them. Just kidding.
No, me too. No, that's not going to work. I already said that type of relationship will not work for me.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, Justin made a really good point. He was like, you know, there's things that you do, there's things that I do, but, like, because we're talking about me being confrontational and him being, like, non-confrontational, like, but sometimes I need that, like, sometimes I need to be like that, and sometimes you need to calm down, and I calm you down.
Exactly.
Like,
you know?
And I like that he said that, because it made me feel better about who I am. You know?
It made you feel better too about your marriage, and that it's gonna work. You know, it was kind of a reassurance, and to know that your man is on the same page. And I feel like that is just right there. That's what it is. That's what the marriage is. That's what's working. And when you're on the same page and you guys are, like, just in sync, it's not like it's not like you guys are never gonna fight. You guys are gonna have your flare-ups. You guys are everybody. It's not a perfect marriage. There's no perfect marriages. And I, like, with Winston, like, I love when we have those good times cleaning together, cooking together. Like, I'm trying to teach Winston how to dance, you know what I mean? And just, like, little things like that, cooking and cleaning. And we're growing together. We're still figuring each other out. How I know that Winston likes, you know, the bed made every day. I know Winston, like, you know what I mean? Like, just getting to do all those things. And it's just, so so my kids went to ECEC, right? And those of you that don't know, it's just early childhood, basically just childcare. And they always have a graduation, and I think me and Winston were probably in our third year of marriage, and there was this lady there, and she's just this real big lady. She's real, like, very negative, like, She was, I always seen her, like, during the year, like, yelling at her kids, like, real bad, you know?
Yeah.
And I seen her yell at her husband before, and it just kind of bothered me, like, damn, you know? And yes, me and Winston did joke about it, like, damn, you want me to treat you like that, you know? Mm-hmm. You want me to yell at you like that? And anyway, so the graduation came, and she was like, where's my phone? Where's my fucking phone? And she was like, getting mad. And I was like, damn, like, go get it yourself, you know? Like, look for it. I don't know shit. And so anyway, she was like, looking at her husband, and he's like, oh, I think it's in the car. She's like, well, then go get it. Why didn't you grab it? I told you to grab it. And I'm like, damn, man. Like, I wanted to go over there, dude. I wanted to go over there and be like, dude, treat him with respect. Like, go get it yourself. What's your problem, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know I probably would have gotten a fight or something. But, you know, it's just like that. Don't be like that to your man. And Winston was just – so we came home and we're kind of joking around about it at the time. And then we got serious about it when we got home. And I just thought, you know, that's so lazy, you know. Mm-hmm. And this brings in, like, being healthy, because I feel like when you're healthy, you're in a good-ass mood. When you go work out, you come back and you're a positive person. Mm-hmm. This chick was very overweight and very, like, oh, just negativity all around her, you know? She had everybody going and getting her shit for her, whereas she had legs. She obviously walked there. Like, why can't you fucking go and do it, you know, get your own shit? And that's how it is with, like, with me. Like, I can see myself, like, being like that too. Like, go get it. Like, telling the kids, like, go get this, go get that. I got legs, I can go get it myself. And that definitely adds on to your, how do you say that? Like, that adds on to everything else too.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way you're treating people and the way, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, damn, you got, if you really research a lot of that shit, that's what just came up. I mean, that's what I was taught anyway in the classes and whatnot.
It reminds me of, I freaking shared a meme. I think it was on on Instagram or Twitter. No, I don't know. I shared it on somewhere. And it, like, so after you have a baby, or like you get like baby blues and postpartum depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was right after Chance was born, and I felt like he was, like, honestly, him and the waitress, the nurse, were just like talking, and they laughed about something, and I remember I got fucking pissed. Like, I was seeing red. Like, why the hell are you talking? What the hell? Like, what was so fucking funny? You know, like, why? I like blew up, and like when she went out of the room, I was like, I got mad at him.
Go,
like,
be with her then.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
I'll have this baby, like, by myself.
Yeah. I said that. I was like, yeah, like I went off, and then I was like, oh, that was the postpartum, like my hormones. You know?
I hope it was.
But like, you know, now I feel like I joke about stuff like that, but like I'm saying that to say, like, it's about your mental health and like
definitely
your emotional health. All of those things obviously like go into how you feel about yourself and how you treat people.
Yeah. And see, and this is definitely what we meant by, like, you need to make sure that you're 100% with yourself. Not 100%, but you know what I mean? A good strong 80, you know, and just make sure you're good mentally, physically, or like your health, everything. Yeah. Because nobody else is going to be happy around you. You're not going to be happy, you know?
Just be negative.
You're just wrong.
Oh my, I remember Justin's face after I said that to him. He was like, what the hell? Like, that's how his face looked. He was like, babe, we just had a baby. Like, we're married. I was like,
has to reassure you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, fucking Tiffany.
I know.
Damn, that shit's funny. Oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever really popped off on Winston like that, but damn it, that shit's funny.
I know.
I don't know. Sorry. It's only those times I see that girl or like that other girl or, you know, whatever, I'm like, look, there's your girlfriend. Yeah. Shut up, not even. I'm like, yeah, right, go be with her. I said, but and I'll take it a step further and be a little bitch and be like, dang, if I die and you fucking end up with her, I'm gonna fucking haunt the shit out of you, bitch. Like, it'd be all stupid, but yeah, I don't know. This shit's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, so I feel like we covered everything we wanted to talk about, and we're over an hour.
Oh my gosh.
We're 64, so we're 4 minutes over an hour, which we always try to shoot for an hour, right?
Yes. How are you guys liking the consistency? I know we are getting a lot of, or getting some, I shouldn't say a lot, but we're getting comments. Really, really appreciate the feedback. We are still going to be putting out a flyer for the collab with YAF. We're still kind of like trying to see, like, I was just kind of like stalking their shit recently because they're very like, they talk about shit that's going on in the world, we talk about shit that's going on in our life, you know. And I feel like we've covered a lot of shit, you know. I still have some more shit we want to talk about, but it's just like with them, like, what would you want to hear? I mean, I know that before we've talked about like relationships, they're single men, you know, whatever. And like, I mean, I don't know, you know. Like, it's just kind of like, I'm the flyer, though, I'm gonna put it out, and please, you guys, comment on it. And or if you don't feel comfortable commenting, then message us. We both see it. And yeah, just like let us know, and just anything, all the questions, all the,
you know, whatever. What we should do. What? So also, if you guys don't, like Shana said, if you guys don't want us to see, I mean, don't want everyone to see, message us, like private message us. But also, like, if there are specific questions you want us to ask them individually, like Delmar, blah, 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 tell us and we'll ask them.
Yes.
Specific questions. And we'll let you be anonymous if you want, if like the question's super juicy.
Yeah, no, they will never probably, I mean, yeah, if you don't want that, yeah, they won't know that you're asking, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even think, honestly, of what to ask.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I think it would be cool to learn more about their lives because they do talk about, like, you know, politics and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool, like, who are the men behind YAF, you know?
Like, who are you really?
Adrian, what's your favorite color?
What's your favorite, what's your favorite song?
Yeah.
And why? Who was your first?
Ugly. okay, so I wanted to shout out the people who commented on our post really quick, just because, like Shana said, we've been getting a lot of engagement, and that makes us super happy. So, shout out to Beautiful Stranger, that is the homegirl, Raylanda, from T.O. Niz is Love, that is Najoni.
That is the cousin.
The cousin. Mellow Yellow Lemon,
that's the homegirl.
And she's the winner. And then RLY or underscore RLY. I'm not sure. She's new, I think. And I think she followed us from YAF. So shout out to her. And then, and then we have the stranger, which is Stephanie. I don't know if they want us to say their real names. They're all, whoa.
They're all what?
But that's the homegirl. I went to elementary school with her. So I've known her for a long time. Nice. And she's really cool. And then we have LEEZB1. She left a really, I think it's a girl. It is. She left a really sweet comment on our picture. And yeah, so thank you guys so much.
And we got messages too. We didn't forget y'all. But yes, thank you guys for sure.
Oh, I see we have a comment from someone named Marijuana 480.
Dude, no, that one, I don't know who that is, but
I don't know who that is, but I don't do drugs. So I can't be associated with that.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
We have Champagne Hoofy, that is I've known him, dang, since like elementary school too. Shout out to Corvin.
Oh yeah, Corvin.
Corvin. And yeah. That's it.
Yes. Make sure to tag us in the story. We will always, always repost. So, yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.